As February, which is Black History Month, comes to a close, a high school in Virginia is celebrating with an annual showcase.
When I first arrived and started working here at this school, we didn't really have a comprehensive Black History Month program at all.
NPR's Shelby Hawkins spoke with a planner of the Black History Month program in one of Northern Virginia's biggest high schools.
Ra Alim Shabazz remembers when he first decided to be an agent of change at Alexandria City High School, where a third of the students identify as Black.
My students, they said, "We should do more for Black History Month, don't you think?" And I said, "Yes, we should." And that is when I pledged my energy to building something that we could all be proud of.
A decade into his mission, the annual showcase features student-led dance, music, and theater. Senior Yanni Marie Sangare has been a student playwright for the past 4 years.
There is so much that, like, you wish you can express. And with art, you can take a step to without just saying it yourself, saying it through, you know, tens of characters and an entire plot line and story, getting to tell that, you know, and having people listen to it.
This year's play explores how two hate crimes shaped the community. Yanni Marie was inspired by a school trip to Montgomery, Alabama. It's part of the Alexandria Community Remembrance Project to confront America's history with racial terror.
We live in a comparatively progressive area in a very non-progressive state. We have phenomenal teachers who are pushing back against that. We can learn about historic lynchings. We can look at Emmett Till, but when we look at Joseph McCoy, Benjamin Thomas, we're seeing quite literally the ghosts that haunt Old Town.
McCoy and Thomas were the only two people known to have been lynched in Alexandria. They were teens in the late 19th century.
This isn't something that's just taught in history class. This is real. I think there's almost sometimes a dissonance when you're learning about racial history in America in history classes, where you feel separate from it because it happened X amount of years ago.
Senior Ben Del Negro co-produced a documentary about the school trip. He says the project gave him a better sense of belonging.
If anything, this entire project made me realize that there was a community here. It made me realize that Alexandria, both the bad and the good, is an integral part of who I am as a person.
Black Student Union President Jesslyn Hunter found comfort through the experience.
As teenagers, a lot of times we can feel isolated, either in our opinions or our interests or anything. And so having so many other students who focus on the same goals and kind of the same evolution and have gone along the same paths that many of us have, it's really an honor.
Going to a school once named after segregationist T.C. Williams got Jesslyn reflecting on a history where Americans who look like her led separate and unequal lives. As she prepares for college, she's hoping to inspire future students.
We were placed in a position to directly view how children and families were some of the most impacted victims of racial crime and discrimination in America. It invoked in me a further desire to work with the next generation.
The curtain's closing on the current cohort's high school days. They're packing up for places like New York and Atlanta, carrying what they learned to the next phase of their lives.
I feel confident in the youth of tomorrow because I'm here preparing them today.
Next, Shabazz is planning a mini pilgrimage to historical sites throughout Virginia. Shelby Hawkins, NPR News, Alexandria, Virginia.